Today's software doesn't know which calls or emails are important to you. We've all been in meetings where people's cell phones ring. We've all gone to our email and found lots of unusual, unwanted email that wastes our time. I have been offered many university degrees in that spam email. And I don't know if they're targeting me or if other people are being offered those as well. The most interesting was they said that for dollars a month, they would pay all my legal bills. Alan, I know they didn't mean it to come to me, probably. Another good story about that is that just this weekend, my wife and I were sleeping in a little bit. Our 7-year-old came in and woke us up and said, you've got to come. And we said, no, we're, it's still 7. Why don't you go back and keep doing what you were doing? And she said, well, I was using the computer, and it's amazing. And I said, well, keep using it. And she said, no, we won. We won money, Dad. And I didn't want to say something flip like, hey, we don't need more money. I got up, and of course it was one of those, come on type things. And, there's my 7-year-old thinking she's won some amazing contest, and I'm trying to explain to her about, it's just somebody trying to get her to go to that website and all that. So we have a lot of work to have the computer model our interests. What is worth interrupting us for at various contexts we're in during the day? What kind of emails should we see no matter what's going on? What should we only see be brought to our attention as we go home? How do we organize our tasks? Think about all the different things you want to get done. Computers are not very good at helping us organizing those things, notifying us about deadlines. And literally, when take phone calls today, if you call somebody and they're not available, if you can prove who you are through some caller ID type mechanism, if you're a person who works with that other person, their software ought to negotiate with you, looking at your schedule to find exactly the best time for you to meet or be in touch with each other. And the idea of phone tag or busy signals and those things should really become a thing of the past. But we need a software model. We need something that's adaptive, that learns, that has the right authentication built underneath. And we have far too many communications things, email, phone, and even phones. We have our phone at home. We have the portable phone. The fact that we have to remember phone numbers and update those things. The instant messaging is a world of its own. And all of those things really have to come together and help people and make people far more productive.